So you work to eat. You work to buy food. You buy food. You eat to work. You buy food to have energy to go to work. You work to eat. You eat to work. You sleep to work. You work so you can go to sleep. Have your place to lay down. Eat to work. Work to sleep. Work to eat. And then you throw sleep in there. Eat to work. Work to eat. And throw sleep in there. And you work to eat. Eat to work. Sleep to work. Work to sleep. Etc. The cycle repeats. Have you not figured this out yet? So you need to break the cycle. So how do you break the cycle? One way would be to fast. And every time you fast, you put that money for food in a dividend stock. If you fast and you skip breakfast, you used to eat breakfast, skip breakfast or lunch or something, you put that money in every day. So let's say you put $10 in a day. That's $50 a week. $50 times $10 is $500. Times 5 is $2,500. Is that right? $50 a week times 52 weeks. So 52 weeks times 10 is $520. Two of those is $1,040. Four of those is $2,080. Something like that. $3,000 something. My point is, if you break the cycle, you win. The cycle is what's messing you up. You were dropped down in time, down into time. Time is a cycle. Time is not linear, it's a cycle. If you can get that across, it's right in front of you. History repeats itself, right? That means it's a cycle. Stock market cycles, music cycles. It's a sine wave, which is the same thing as a cycle. Your body runs on a cycle. The stars run on a cycle. Everything's a cycle. Something that just came to my mind, talking about the stars. So they can see stars billions of years away. They can see stars that far away, but you doubt that they can zoom in on where you're at in your house and zoom in while you're in your front yard. People doubt that. Just like people doubt the chemtrails, even though there's videos of they're actually walking around in the plant showing it. There's pilots talking about it. There's people actually walking around showing how it works, talking about it, giving you the chemical that's in it, telling you this to make rain, and you know it's for global warming. They want to manipulate the weather. They even have literature and if you call it white papers or whatever they call them, way back 10, 20 years ago about how to do it. Even HAARP was designed for that. Long story short, even though it's written, they still don't want you to say chemtrail. There's this thing called I knew it yesterday. It went out of my mind. Anyway, there's this theory about the human immunity is just as strong as their medicine or their vaccine. And so the human immunity has been known for hundreds of years. And somehow or another, the doctors just forgot. Well, they didn't forget. They just didn't want the public to know. And you should figure it out, because you came from the earth, and any disease out there comes from the earth. So your body has built into it, in your thymus or thyroid. I think it's the thymus. I'm not a doctor. So it's either the thymus or thyroid, right there on your chest. If you just tap your chest, you stimulate it, and you send out the immune cells, T cells or something. Anyway, your body is able to fight off all diseases. Now, it might need a little bit of help. You might need to sleep. You might need to take some onions and garlic, cut them up into little pieces, and let them sit for 10 minutes. My point is, fasting helps your immune system, because you're taking time, you're taking energy off your digestive into your immune. My point is, you can use the cycles, you can use the cycle of time, you can look back at history and see what they learned, what they found out, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, what people documented, and learn from it. But they want you to forget. They want you ignorant. They want you ignorant so that you stay in the loop. In the loop-de-loop. I had something happen about 6 months ago, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do the garlic thing. I could have called the doctor. I have insurance. And so I said, let me try the garlic. I don't even waste my time with these people anymore. Be my own doctor, you know? And so I cut the garlic up, cut the onions up, let them sit for 10 minutes for the allicin to kick in. I'm watching all these people go down the highway. They're going to work to eat, and they're eating to go back to work at lunch. Eat to work, work to eat. And they don't, do they even know it? And see, for them to get out of the loop, they think it's going party on Friday, or going drinking, or running the streets. All you had to do is listen to the worldly women. They're trying to hook up with three or four men, and they're proud of it. I had some Uber riders yesterday. Two ladies got in the car to go to the club, and she said, see? And then as she was going to the club, some guy stopped her in the yard who just moved in next to her, and the lady that was with her, she said, see, that's a good sign that your divorce is the right thing. That's a sign in itself. Whatever. No. Instead of that being a sign, maybe it's trouble. Maybe you're opened up without that husband covering. Maybe you're opened up to trouble. Maybe you're, and the guy that was messing with her, he looked like trouble. But they don't see that. They can't see that. They just got out of a marriage that, and are trying to get out of one, so they're looking for any opportunity. The very thing they left, they're looking to get back in. Now, what's that about? They hate authority. They hate accountability. They hate responsibility. They think it's going to be fun, so they go out with all the girls. Because I heard them talk, we're going to meet up with the other girls. Yeah, we're going to have fun tonight. It's all about, life's about fun, huh? Your life is about fun. Is that what you're telling me? You really think life is about fun? That's 99% of them. Let's go have fun. That's what Madonna says, right? The unsaved girls just want to have fun. Life's not about fun, people. If you think life is about fun, that's why you're not happy. Let's just have some fun. How much fun you gonna have? Look at Solomon. Learn from Solomon. Read Ecclesiastes, but that's too much work. It's not fun. Read Ecclesiastes. Solomon ran after fun. And he says, vanity, vanity of vanities. Solomon ran after fun. And he said it was vanity. The wisest man ever. He went into idolatry. See where fun takes you. Solomon went into idolatry. That's where fun, have some fun. He had 1,000 concubines, 1,000 points of light. Everybody says, where does that come from? Right there at Solomon. 1,000 points of light to pull you into idolatry. That's what this society is. That's what they're doing to you. You better go have some fun. You better not read the book of Solomon. Ecclesiastes, that is, I mean. Read the book of Ecclesiastes, but you won't do it because you want to just have fun. It's all about fun. And you're just spinning around in a circle, in a cycle, a repeat, and you'll never escape it. And you'll become bitter and miserable and blame other people for not telling you. But we've told you the truth 1,000 times, but you mock us. So go have some fun and forget the truth. Turn on that Rock 92 radio station, forget the truth.